Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making in the second hour. We're going to the phone lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Good morning, Matt. You know, when you were speaking about the Supreme Court, I was thinking the same thing you were. They don't care about the people that are working, you know, in multinational corporations, but what they do care about is, you know, that they be cared for, but they do care about places that they might have to go, like if they get sick and go to the hospital. I thought that same thing. I thought, what the heck's going on here? But then again, you know what? They've been blaming, you know, they keep calling mandatory vaccinations, you know, like by the Nazis. Well, they wanted to make sure that people did not get vaccinated. They wanted their victims to die. So I hope people, when they hear that, you know, by some of the people on the right, I hope they start thinking about, hey, the Nazis didn't want people, they wanted them to die. They wanted them to suffer. So anyway, I wanted to quick bring up, I don't know, I slept late, and I wanted to bring up, yesterday was a really great day, I thought, when I saw the big scope of people that are getting hopefully nailed for what they did on January 6th. And I'm hoping that they're going to be investigating all the players, and I hope to heck they're keeping good notes
right
on what happened in those.
Yeah, you're making, these are good points, and you're feeding right into our subject. Let me just respond to both of the things you raised, Gene, because they're very, very important. One of them on the vaccines, this Nazi business is just out of the sick fever minds of the far right. But more importantly, this business that somehow you can't require vaccines, believe it or not, the governor of Oklahoma didn't want his National Guard vaccinated, and neither does the governor of Texas. And Oklahoma started a lawsuit, and they said, I'm the commander of the National Guard, and I don't want them vaccinated. And Trump said, no, 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 they're part of the military. I'm ultimately the commander in chief, and I want them vaccinated. They get in front of the judge, and the judge had a really good question. He turns to the governor side, and he goes, you know, in the military, this is the ninth vaccine they're being asked to take. There are eight other vaccines that they have to take. Are you objecting to any of those? And the guy was tongue-tied. It's ridiculous. I remember when I was in the Navy, we lined up. I don't know if they do it anymore. You get a ton of vaccinations, and they used a gun in those days. And they say, all right, Flynn, get in that line. You will. And the guy puts a gun to your arm and goes, you know, poof. In it goes. Then the next line, you know, my arm looked like a porcupine at the end of the day. You get a ton of vaccines. No big deal. No big deal. Now, when it comes to the charge of the Oath Keepers guy, I want to talk about that right now, Gene, because you hit the nail on the head. That will open the door to other things. So let's get into that and let's give us the background. Now, the Oath Keepers are this paramilitary group who are dedicated to the overthrow of the government. They're white supremacists, but really, it goes beyond that. They're not a cultural group. They simply want to overthrow the government by force. They were heavily involved in the planning of January 6th. They were heavily involved in the action on the ground. If you look at some of the videos, a number of them are walking in military formation through the crowd. The crowd are a bunch of yahoos. Who knows if they're all liquored up on beer, waving their arms and shouting, but very determined people are going through single file through the crowd with one hand on the guy in front of him in a military formation. Now, the Oath Keepers, the guy named Rhodes, the head guy, was one of the ones who, in texts, in emails, and in planning, was the one who set it up, set up what they wanted to do. They wanted to go there. They wanted to stop the Congress from certifying the election of Joe Biden. Now, I have been critical of Merrick Garland, and I don't mind saying that. You've heard it, and I do want to see more out of him, but I've got to say, he rose to the occasion in this one. They indicted this guy Rhodes, the head of the Oath Keepers, and they arrested him in Texas, and they arrested other people too, about 9 or 10 other people. And they are all in jail. And what they got them on is conspiracy to commit sedition. Sedition conspiracy, that is a felony, a lot of years in jail. And it's a statement that goes out, you're not overthrowing the American government, that's our government. George Washington won't let you, Abraham Lincoln won't let you, Franklin Roosevelt won't let you, Eisenhower and Reagan won't let you, and we won't let you, period, end of story. What Gene may be getting at, and I think is a very, very good point, that opens the door for Garland to indict other people. Because here is the sad fact for the Oath Keepers. The guy that was indicted, Rhodes, didn't even enter the Capitol, believe it or not. He throws up his arms. No, it's First Amendment. I was saying some stuff, but I didn't go to the Capitol. What they don't understand is that on conspiracy to commit sedition, any kind of conspiracy, the Racketeering and Corrupt Acts, and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO, general conspiracy, it takes an overt act. But an overt act, and here there were a ton of them, all these yahoos beating up police officers and running up there, plenty of overt acts. But once anybody commits an overt act, if you're one of the people involved in planning it or egging it on, you're swept up in the conspiracy, even if you were in Paris, France, even if you were in London, England, even if you were traveling, because the conspiracy has long tentacles. Now, this is a charge that can be abused, and you may see a day when a guy who is opposed to civil liberties becomes president and uses it to get peaceful protesters, and then you hope that our federal courts will distinguish and take care of that. But in this particular one, why is it important? Who cares about Rhodes? He's kind of a dramatic looking guy, has a patch on his eye and all this, very rough looking guy. Because whatever he did, Trump, Mo Brooks, Giuliani, Don Trump Jr., and Steve Bannon did worse. They did worse. They were the ones that egged on the crowd in speeches. They're the ones that said, go up to the Capitol. Nobody's going to save your country. You got to take your country back. I'll follow you up there. It was violent. There were violent overtones in the speech. Mo Brooks wore a bulletproof vest. The indictment of Rhodes is nothing more than a template for an indictment of Trump, Mo Brooks, Giuliani, and Don Trump Jr. And that is the good news of this. And it does show that Merrick Garland is finally getting up in his hind legs and doing something. We're going to the lines. Dan and Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Well, I was going to say, I like where you're going with this, because what you're getting at is the crumbling foundation of the Republican Party. To be honest with you, once upon a time, I voted Republican myself, but the big reason why I quit is tying into what you're talking about is, you know, Republicans were always about, personal freedom and personal responsibility. But the big thing is those were always coupled. You know, they always came, you know, if you wanted the liberty to not send your kids to school, then you had the responsibility to homeschool them, something like that. They were always in a pair. But now, you know, there's all what's really caused the Republican Party to collapse morally, in my opinion, is they want the personal liberty without the personal responsibility. And it's not even just in, you know, the January 6th event. I mean, the vaccines is another big thing. They want the personal liberty to not be vaccinated, but they're unwilling to accept the responsibility of the restrictions that should be placed upon an unvaccinated person. You don't want to be vaccinated? Fine. But then there are restrictions. You can't do certain things because you're a danger to the public then.
Right.
But, you know, those were always a coupled concept. And by decoupling them, the Republican Party is now just a bunch of, I don't know, they just can't think critically anymore.
You know, Dan, that is a profound point. And I made the point, but you're putting it in good focus. The Republican Party of today is not the Republican Party of Lincoln, Eisenhower, you know, even Reagan, even Lee Dreyfus or Tommy Thompson. It just isn't. Because what you said is exactly right. It's all well and good for personal liberties, and I agree with that too. And I have some instincts that way myself. But you have to have responsibility. And you have to have responsibility. And if you lose an election, you dust yourself off. You lose a football game, you dust yourself off. Look at game film, and you do better next time. But if you're going to go out and say that the referees were bribed and all this kind of stuff and just relentlessly beat that to death, that leaves a bad taste in people's mouth. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth. But the key fact that you pointed out is personal responsibility. The present Republican Party is not advocating that. It's exempting people from that. And it's therefore no longer what it was. Now, that was an excellent point. Thank you for calling. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.